This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for a Farmer's Appreciation Month report on this Wednesday. Last year, McKay-Napa Auto Parts was looking at expansion, and since then, the company has added two locations in Mount Sterling and Nashville and a new distribution center in Litchfield. To explain the expansion of the past year and future goals for McKay-Napa, we'll join President and CEO of McKay-Napa Auto Parts, Earl Flack.
Last year, the big focus, you said, was to expand the footprint, and you've done that quite a bit. So let's talk a little bit about how you've expanded over the last year.
Yes, we're definitely on the move. This new distribution center worked with the City of Litchfield and Tanya Flannery and the EDC to make this available. And we got moved in December, and we're up and running. And we've added about $1 million in auto parts, and our efficiencies have just been great. I'll get you out there sometime and let you see it, but yeah, we've added some inventory, and we're upping our game because competition is getting stiffer, and we need that for our locally owned auto parts stores here in Central Illinois. And yes, Nashville came aboard. I like that little town. When I said Nashville, Nashville, Illinois, not Tennessee, because I like it as well. But, yeah, Nashville, we're growing, and actually the spring of this year, we're actually going to add another store. So you can see McKay Auto Parts is still supporting our local communities.
And, two, along with supporting local communities, it's also farm dinner time. A few have happened already, a few yet to come here. So we did this interview on the 29th here of January. So the one tomorrow in Hillsboro, and then further on next week, 1st of February, the 4th and 6th, actually, Nashville and Carlinville. So a little bit different, not lunches, dinners.
That's correct. We've started changing our game plan a little bit. It's sometimes tough to get the farmers and their wives out during the daytime, so we've had a sit-down dinner, and we use local people like Jason Milanis is going to be fried chicken at the Moose Lodge on Thursday night, so come out for that. We had R&B's in Staunton last night, served 265 pieces of chicken, so I know it's the other white meat. It's not pork, but we do have pork still. We had pork patties out of Paris Frozen Food last week in Jerseyville, and we're doing Carlisle as well. So we have some lunches blended in with some dinners, but it gets a chance for them to come out, relax, have a dinner. We have Napa reps on hand. We have a battery rep. We have a filter rep, hydraulics rep. So they can talk to these guys and ask them questions about what do you guys do and why. So that's a good deal.
Farm Bureau will be there to talk about the discount that Farm Bureau has with Napa, and that's a pretty big savings too.
Yes, it is. So year-round, we have an account number 31999, which is a farm and fleet account for the farmers. They can come in year-round and get a discount on their batteries, filters, hydraulics, and other things. But also the Farm Bureau discount that we've worked with all the counties in our area, and Katie has been gracious to come out, is going to come out on Thursday night. There's an additional discount for Farm Bureau members. So make sure when you come into our store, ask about the Farm Bureau discount or the farm and fleet pricing profile that we've built for our farmers and fleets, because we do appreciate your business. We're made up of shops, retail, and farmers. That's what drives our business, Gabe.
And then moving on to, you talked about expanding that footprint on to future places and then supporting the local community. Anything new that you think will be happening this year, or just kind of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it?
Well, that, but we're adding staff. With this new distribution center, it's really opened up an opportunity for us, and I recently hired a gentleman out of Hildebrand, Chad Zimmerman, as my executive VP of sales and operations. Hired a young lady out of Staunton, Allie Andresco, for operations as far as policies and procedures and auditing. We've actually added new staff in Litchfield, so we've actually added about 10 people since December, so we are hiring locally. So that's a good thing for McKay Auto Parts. We're up to about 200 employees right now. It's grayed my hair up a little bit, you know, handling all that, but we've got a good staff here at McKay Auto Parts, and we are continuing to grow, so look for that to expand our footprint with people as well.
And also, too, with farming, new farm season coming right around the corner, it's also the filter sale and everything you have every year. I know last year you started that a little earlier, as farmers have liked to hit the field a little bit earlier, but that's going to be ongoing through February.
That's correct. We started January 20th with our farm and filter sale and tool sale up till February the 9th. So take advantage of an additional discount, 40 off on filters. I will also say our Wix filters are built in Gastonia, North Carolina, made with U.S. steel out of Granite City. So when we talk about our farm filters, Wix, it is a leading filter in the industry, made in North Carolina with U.S. steel. Same as our batteries. Our batteries are made in U.S. of A in Pennsylvania. So a lot of the products you see in a Napa store, you say, hey, I'm buying quality stuff. Yeah, there's some things out there can be cheaper from time to time, but apples and apples make a difference. So we will support our local brands and made here in America. That's a great thing, Gabe.
And then two, with all those different discounts you have throughout the year, you have other opportunities. Any sales coming up beyond February that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, we'll have a couple open houses as we go through the year, so make sure you pay attention to that good old WSMI and Mike Niehaus. And I always said I had a face for radio, so it works well. But yeah, we'll have some other things coming up. We're going to have a tool sale in October, and we're going to do that at the new distribution center. So we're going to open that up to the public so they can see what's going on out there. I get excited about it because I see the attitude and the smile on our guys' faces working in a great environment. Our facility here in Litchfield, we just outgrown it, Gabe. We work it out of 9 semi-trailers and 5 buildings and had a roof leaking here and there. So just the overall attitude of our staff and what you're seeing. We're going to have some open houses out there. So stay tuned to the radio, listen to WSMI, and we'll keep you abreast what's going on, okay?
Again, that was Earl Flack, president and CEO of McKay Napa Auto Parts, with locations across the WSMI listening area. Stay tuned all month long in February for more Farmers Appreciation Month reports with others involved in the ag industry. This has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI.